Hi, I'm Matthew Carlock, and this is Sleep Deprived Storytime, where I talk about my incredibly exhausting yet ultimately rewarding experiences of being a parent. Let's get into it. Welcome back, friends, family, neighbors, randos on the internet. So, there was a while ago that I saw this meme that was, I don't even know if it was a meme. It was something that I saw on the Twits. And it said something like, there's only three things you can do. There are three main things that people want to do for themselves. Get healthy, exercise, eat right, get sleep, you know, because we could all use some more sleep, hence the name of this podcast, and do something that you're passionate about. But the catch was you can only ever do one of those. If you're trying to eat healthy, then so much effort and work goes into exercising, eating healthy, that all that extra time that you have goes to that. That means you're going to sacrifice sleep, and it means you're not going to get to do what you're passionate about. I like to write, you might know that, and if I write, I use the time that I was going to exercise to write, or I use the time that I was going to sleep more to write. And if I'm sleeping, all that extra time is going to that. Now, I saw a resounding number of people agree with this statement. Internally, I want to say I'm an optimist and I want to combat this, but I'm not sure if I can, because my own life experiences have shown me that. Recently, my mother told me that just get used to not finishing anything. And I think I've already mentioned that on this podcast. Get used to not finishing anything. And that's a very hard truth that I've had to swallow. I'm not really getting to finish much, unless I make the time for it. But to make the time for it, everything else kind of has to be reorganized, shuffled, and or sacrificed. Now, there are a couple things that I am not going to sacrifice. I am not going to sacrifice time with my family. I'm not going to sacrifice time with my kids. That's me. If you're the kind of person that wants to sacrifice time with your family or kids, whatever. There's always that stereotype of the dad who just can't wait to get away from kids in the family and to go golfing and fart and drink beer and all that stuff. And while I love, you know, all those things individually, it's not something that I, you know, look forward to all the time. I am trying now to do healthy stuff. It is currently the summer. I am a teacher, so I'm off right now. That'll last for like another 4 weeks, and then I have to get back into it. But for those for the next 4 weeks and for the couple of weeks previous, I have been tracking what I eat, been trying to exercise more. Oh boy. Seeing some results. I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast yet, but I hit a new high in my own personal weight, which is, I mean, everyone's got their own journey, but I've weighed the most I've ever weighed in my entire life by a lot. Like I was approaching the 200 mark, and that's a lot for me, to the point where I felt it in my energy, I felt it in my behavior, I felt it in my clothes when I tried to put on a suit and couldn't fit my pants on. Ooh. So, you know, I'm doing a lot of that, again, mostly for myself, but I think I'm seeing a positive, you know, because I work out, my body's reacting better, which means I'm having more quality sleep, even if I'm not having more sleep, and I'm having more, you know, of that permanent kind of energy rather than relying on 48 ounces of coffee a day. It's not that much, but it's not far off my coffee consumption. Talking about that, I'm not switching to decaf, but I got rid of creamer because that stuff is apparently really unhealthy, like super unhealthy. I mean, makes your coffee delicious, but it's like eating a stick of butter a day with the amount of coffee that I drink. I don't know. I'm hoping that soon my appetite will slightly diminish because, I love food. I love food so much. And the other thing is I just brewed an amazing batch of beer. I call it Father's Day. It's Death Wish Coffee with Angel's Envy Whiskey mixed in with a Canadian breakfast stout, and it is delicious. It also helps that it's like 11% ABV, but still. I have to like limit myself to that, which is a good thing. I mean, it's a very good thing that I'm limiting my intake. All of this to say that while I'm sitting here yawning on the microphone with you guys, I am noticing while I notice the positive effects, there's also, you know, there's going to be some negative side effects, not being able to do your passion. Kind of eats away at you. You got to find other things to do. I mean, I've talked about hobbies. I've talked about doing stuff for yourself, talked about playing. Since I'm focused on the health, I'm not able to do that for myself. That kind of sucks. And my sleep, oh boy. Well, I might be getting more quality sleep. I'm still 4 to 5 hours a night. I mean, a lot of that is because we have a small human who needs lots of extra attention and feeding regularly. But it's while there are positive side effects, there are, like always, negative. I say like always, not because I'm pessimistic, but because, you know, life always gives you both good, bad, light, dark, happy, sad, positive, negative. Keep the balance. And you got to be careful with it. I think I'm going to have to adjust my goals and focus more on like sleep next. And then maybe the last 2 weeks I'll focus on passion or something like that. I'm saying this because, I think you need all three. Like I was just talking about balance. You need all three. So while I do want a healthier lifestyle and I would like to fit into all my clothes, my pants, maybe I just need to be okay with the fact that I am going to wear bigger pants from now on. Because I need more sleep in order to have that patience, in order to tell the gatekeeper to wake up and to stop being such a lazy bum, and to also need some time to like write. I have ideas in my head. Came up with a character whose name is Oxnard. I love it. Yeah. Patent pending, no one steal that. Anyway, I've been rambling long enough, but there you go, there's my epiphany. Balance is key. And while it's good to focus on one of those three features, health, passion, and sleep, don't completely ignore the other ones because you will feel all the side effects. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, get some sleep. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to support the podcast, please like, share, review, do the social media thing. A big shout out to my friend Albert Maldonado for engineering the sound to perfection. If you'd like to follow me on social media, you can follow me on Instagram at KCLORACM, that's Colrac M, or on Twitter at Colrac, K KCLORAC. Thanks. See you next time.